Marcus Hussain from the Rotherham 12 Defence Campaign.
Thank you, friends and comrades, for giving me the opportunity to come here and speak to you for the next few minutes. I come from a town in South Yorkshire that many of you probably wouldn't have heard of until a couple of years ago. It's now become infamous for a grotesque and vile grooming scandal that took place. And unfortunately, what transpired that many of the perpetrators involved in that scandal were from the Pakistani Muslim community, something that these men shared with myself. But contrary to popular belief, and as some of you may have been bought into, there wasn't a perpetuated cover-up of this crime by the Pakistani community or the Muslim community. In fact, there was a cover-up, and this cover-up was perpetuated and committed by the very same police force that Sheila spoke about in her speech. And the South Yorkshire Police in their cover-up were aided and abetted by Rotherham Borough Council. But all this has been missed in the media narrative and in the media frenzy afterwards, because the South Yorkshire Police are masters of propaganda, because when the scandal broke, they said that it was a Muslim community's fault. They stayed silent. They were too sensitive in being challenged, so we turned a blind eye. And we faced the vitriol, we faced the backlash for something that we never did. And our town became a staging post for far-right fascists. We have, from August 2014 up until this year, last month in fact, we've had about 16 far-right demonstrations. And on every occasion, there was some sort of counter-protest led by our comrades from Unite Against Fascism, many of whom are still here. That they didn't receive popular support of my community at these demonstrations. We were advised by the police. We probably shouldn't have been listening to their advice. And by our mosques and our community leaders to stay away. That they let the fascists come, let them say their little things, and then let them go back home. And what good did that do us? It caused women to be attacked in the street. Women who wore the hijab, who were visibly Muslim, they were attacked. It led to our mosques being ransacked and vandalised and broken into. It led to taxi drivers being beaten to within an inch of their lives. And it culminated in August 2015 with an 81-year-old Muslim grandfather being murdered whilst he was on his way to the mosque. And what we learned at the trial, that before he was murdered, he was racially abused, he was called a paedophile, he was called a groomer, amongst many other racist tropes, before he was savagely murdered. And what happened when this gentleman died? Here's the community said, "Look, we've heeded your advice, we've had enough of staying at home, we're going to come out." So we did. We came out on the 5th of September last year to oppose Britain's First. And we met with a police force that were intent on beating us. They kettled us for hours on end. They batten charged us and with their horses for no apparent reason. And in the end, they set us up. They forced us to walk past a pub, which is known for its far-right tendencies, without any police presence there. And when we walked past it, we were attacked by fascists with bottles, with racist language. We were called Pakis, we were called terrorists. And our children who were there, they were beaten by these men. And 12 men who came forward to defend themselves and defend these children and defend people like me who were marching in solidarity with Mohsin Ahmed, who had been murdered. They were arrested by the police force, and this October they faced violent disorder charges. And if convicted, they faced years in prison simply for defending themselves, their community, and as I say, people like me. And the reason the police force can get away with doing this, as Sheila said and as David said, the state and South Yorkshire Police have been acting with impunity. Nobody has stood up and challenged their sort of challenged their culture of getting away with things. And it's sad that this has come to this. So there's a few things that I want from people here. First of all, I want you to go back and tell your trade unionists, tell your workers and colleagues about our campaign. And on the 3rd of October, we're having a massive rally outside Sheffield Crown Court because the 3rd of October is the start of the trial. And I want as many of you people there in attendance to come and show solidarity with the 12 members. Yeah. I don't want the 12 being on trial. I want hundreds and thousands of people, progressive people, who believe in the working class struggle to stand with them men and say that this is an injustice and that this should not be happening. Just simply spread the message, get the word out, and thank you for inviting us here. Thank you very much.